I'm Nat Tolliver, sales coach who digs kicking your butt into imperfect action. You're in the right place if you're a woman in business who is ready to grow from five figures to six figures and beyond. In this podcast, I share with you how to sell with confidence by digging deeper into the leader within and exploring your unstoppable self. If you're ready to have some deep and strategic and unstoppable conversations, then keep on listening. Hi, welcome to this episode. Everyone has a bloody podcast. When is it time to actually follow the crowd and stop listening to your rebel? Now, if you're anything like me, you're potentially a bit of a trailblazer. You kind of like to know some of the new stuff that's around, and maybe you have always kind of wanted to be ahead of the crowd and not follow the crowd. I completely hear you. The funny thing is, guys, if I've had a podcast for the last couple of years, the issue is I actually stopped being consistent and using it as a lead generation and getting my message out there probably about a year ago. And one of the reasons that I haven't come back to do it is I got stuck in my own head. Everybody else is doing a bloody podcast now, so I'm not going to. And I wanted to share that story with you because sometimes we think that other people have their shit together and they don't have this crazy mind dialogue. I just wanted you to know that I can sometimes get stuck in my head too. And that's why I wanted to do the first podcast of 2022 was everyone's doing a bloody podcast. That doesn't mean that you can't not do one. And I think that's where our ego, you know, our ego's job is to keep us safe. But sometimes ego can be a little bit like, you know, putting a blindfold on you and you're driving the car because ego wants to, you know, not let you see all the things. So we can really get stuck in our own heads. And it's so fascinating that when you, you know, originally like trailblaze and not everyone knows new things that are coming out, we can think that people are over, that the market is oversaturated, but it's actually quite lack mentality. So the more and more people who are doing podcasts at the moment means they're educating more and more people to want to listen to more and more podcasts. So it's really about riding the wave as it comes through. And it's a beautiful way to get your message out to more people. A funny story on this actually is, my brother said to me, maybe it was about 16 months ago. If he listens to this podcast episode, he's just going to be like, what the hell? I remember him saying to me, Nat, have you heard of these things called podcasts? And I remember laughing because people are still discovering podcasts. You know, for some of us who have been in business for a little while and doing personal development for ourselves, podcasts have been around for so long, they don't feel new. So if we are high achieving awesomeness people, we sometimes want to trailblaze too often, when actually, you know, when is it time to stop listening to your rebel and go strategically, is it a good thing for me to use a podcast to be seen as an expert, get my message out there and help some more people? And usually the answer is yes. However, really important thing with podcasting, like any lead generation or top of funnel work we do, it really needs two things. It needs your commitment and it needs your consistency. So they seemingly might feel like they're two of the same things, a commitment and consistency. But for me, one's an attitude, a full energy commitment, a full back yourself commitment. And the other one, consistency, is what it says. If you're going to do a podcast, commit to it and get that regular practice in. And some of the best ways to do that is to batch, you know, batch some of this content. If you record one podcast, you might as well ride that energy and get amongst it and, you know, record another one. So trailblazing versus piggybacking. This is just a reiteration of really piggyback on the fact that so many people have got podcasts. It means, as I said before, that so many readers are going to be so interested in learning about and hearing from new people who had podcasts. People are eager for information. People are eager even more so to be learning. And due to the big C word that's taken over the world, more and more people are working from home, have left their jobs, and perhaps starting out in business. And so there's so many more people to talk to. And you know, the apps and the easiest way to start a podcast is to start a podcast. So really step away from feeling like you have to have the best audio. You don't have to have a whole podcast setup. You don't have to have transcripts. I'm very much about taking that input for action and getting the information out first and then coming back for that refinement. So recording this to you today, I'm sitting in an attic space in a booker batch where I was getting away for the weekend to be able to batch some content. Could the sound be better? Potentially. Could I have sent it to edit and edit out my burp I did before and my arms? Yes, yeah, sure, I could. But actually, what I really feel like people want also is the humanness of ourselves. They actually want to hear from the real people doing real things and bringing a lot of that reality back. A lot of what, you know, if you followed me for a little while, you know that I care about the real social media highlights. And often we can get really stuck in, if I'm going to do something, in particular a podcast, it has to be extremely professional. Now, listen, there's nothing wrong with wanting to do some things amazingly well. But sometimes people can use it as a bit of a procrastination tool that I don't have the right sound, I don't have someone who can help me, which is why you've always got to really question if it is the right next strategy for you, because you want to be able to do it with commitment and with consistency. But I really want to take away for you the need for having it perfect. Because when I look back over the life cycle of my business and I look at what has really helped launch me into where I am today, it's that I haven't got stuck in those weedy parts. The wanting to get it perfect straight away, but actually getting the information out. For example, I still sell a lot of my work via a PDF, not even on a sales page on my website. So sometimes our brains can trick us into, you've got to have all the professional things before you can do the thing. And it's just simply not true. So really think about, if you keep getting the messages within yourself that you want to start a podcast, you know, you keep thinking about it, you keep thinking of themes, you keep writing them down, but what's stopping you is, everyone has a bloody podcast. What do people think? I don't have all the setup. I just want you to know that the version one, the imperfect action piece, that version one piece is usually the piece that's going to get you the momentum, that's going to drive those sales through. So if this is you and you're listening to this podcast, I want this podcast to be full permission for you to go and have a podcast too. Because there's room for you, there's audience for you. And it was really interesting. I had a conversation just before about, there's a philosophy where we can talk about people copying our stuff, right? And I've got this kind of this concept where we talk, it's called steal like an artist. So essentially what it means is, you and I could be looking at the same bowl of fruit and drawing the same bowl of fruit. And our perception and our skills and our ability are going to be quite different to what we both produce on the pages. And it's the same with our work. Someone might see your work and use their intonation and their skill to try and do the same thing. Because at the end of the day, there's no point in reinventing the wheel. Do you know what I mean? Particularly on business topics, often strategy is the strategy. One plus one equals two. There's only so many ways you can say that. And sometimes that can stop you wanting to talk about it because you're like, someone might think I'm copying them. Someone might already know that stuff. And here's where steal like an artist comes in. Yes, that may be true. However, they may not be sharing it in the way that you can share it. Someone else could have a podcast, a episode called everyone's got a bloody podcast. But I bet you we're talking about, even though we're probably talking about similar things, we're saying them in a really, really different way. And that's the point of that, is there's space for what you have to say. You're not copying anyone, unless you're actually going and taking their transcript and, you know, verbatim saying it back. I really want you to use that steal like an artist philosophy and go, you can take some concepts and put your own spin on these things. So, when is it time to follow the crowd and to stop listening to your rebel? I truly think it's when you feel like you're a walking bloody paradox, when you can see yourself really wanting to do something and then you get straight away pulled back to the contrast of that, which is why it's paradoxal, right? I really want you to lean into the spaces that you're going to need some courage for, that feel really stretchy, that feel really uncomfortable, that feel really bold, and really give your rebel a run for its money, where you're like, oh, everyone else is doing this, therefore I'm not going to do it. Really lean into that part and that energy and actually give it a bit of a kick up the butt and see what happens and how you feel when you imperfectly give it a go. Remember, I'm a beautiful reminder for you that you don't have to have the fancy bells and whistles. For me, the way that I've stayed consistent with a lot of my copy for a lot of the years is actually just keeping it simple without a lot of moving parts, fancy funnels, fancy bells and whistles, because all that stuff adds real complexity, friction, and when we have friction, we get chafing and it's sore, just to put it politely. So it's just a reminder today that if you want to do something, particularly a podcast, just do it. You just need to start. Someone's not going to have enjoyed it because you got some things wrong or it wasn't, you know, polished and highly edited from a team. I just want you to know that you can have a bloody podcast too. See you later on the next episode. If you've enjoyed this one, please come over onto my website or onto Spotify, wherever you're listening to this. Give me a love, give me a like, share it to your friends, and we'll catch you on the next sesh. Hey, amazing you. Thanks for taking the time to listen to my podcast. Like I mentioned, if you know that your biz bud needs a kick in the pants, send them, share this episode. Otherwise, if you're ready for the next steps and you haven't already got my book, Allergic to Perfect, come over to my website and get yourself one. If you've read the book and you're like, Nat, I'm ready to rock and roll, then I'd love for you to jump on a sales brainstorm with me. Again, jump over to my website, natalietoloff.com, and get yourself a booking. Chat. Thanks for listening.